12 minutes on the clock as Ava will kick off to Willow. It's a line drive, end-over-end kick that will be taken at the 10-yard line by Aiden Stewart. Stewart looking for a hole. He found one and then stumbles at the 30, and he's down at 33-yard line. Aiden Stewart, one of the guys that Coach Forrest talked about, he'll likely be a starter on that boys' basketball team. And you look at this season of football, and, of course, just a really disappointing season, but Aiden Stewart has definitely been a highlight for the Bear football team. Bad news to report from Mountain Grove as the volleyball team loses that third set 25-20. So volleyball is done for the year. Lost straight sets to Forsyth tonight in the district semifinals. And that's a disappointing end to what was a really great season. Everett Smith takes the end around and gets tied up and knocked down deep in the backfield. He'll lose about 6 yards on the first down play, all the way back to the 28-yard line. It'll be second down and 16 for the Bears from their own 28-yard line. Great run this year for the volleyball girls. Tons of wins, had a tournament championship, and unfortunately had a rough night tonight, lose to the 3-seed Forsyth. Forsyth will play Mountain Grove for the district championship. They are second and 16 from their own 28. Ferguson, snap again, goes between his legs. He's got to go back and get it. When he does, he's met by about three white jerseys that push him to the ground at the 16-yard line, so a loss of 12 on the play. That's about the third or fourth time the Bears have had a snap on the ground that Dylan had to try to field like an infielder. And it'll bring up third in a long, long way. Third and 28 for the Bears from their 16-yard line. Two receivers on the right, one on the left. Ferguson takes snap, drops back, wants to throw, steps up into the pocket, heaves it out there, and it falls incomplete over the middle. Stewart, the intended target, but a couple steps in front of him. And it'll be fourth and 28 for the Bears. Clock running at 9:30 left to go in the third quarter. Ava leading 58-0. They led with about 11 and a half minutes left in the second quarter. Ava led 55-0. And then they put in the JV. They hit the brakes. They took a knee at the end of the half. So a lot of sportsmanship from this extremely good Ava team that really could have piled it on Willow in that second quarter. Stewart will punt it away. Punt hits at the 40, bounces straight up, then takes a little bit of a Willow roll. Ava's going to pick it up and run with it at the 40, carrying guys to the 35, to the 34, and Ava will take over on the Willow 34-yard line with 8:40 left to go in the third quarter. Cross country, another good day today at the Tiger Tail Invitational. Middle school kids running well in that meet, and of course our three varsity boys as well, and Coach Wagner may be joining us later on this game, and he can give you some highlights from the cross country season. They've got districts coming up a week from Saturday. Ava, first and 10, handoff, running back. Hits a wall, pushes forward for a couple of yards, and it'll be second down and 8 for Ava. Abraham with the carry for Ava. Stevenson with the tackle for Willow. Second down and 8 for Ava. At the Willow 31-yard line. Quarterback Swadesh puts the man in motion, keeps it, sheds the tackler. Drives forward across the 25, down to the 24. And it'll be third and short now for Ava. They've not even attempted a pass tonight. Everything's been on the ground except when they've gone for two-point conversions. They like to throw on those, but otherwise it has been 100% ground attack for Ava, and they've been met with little resistance. Swadesh takes the snap. It's going to be a handoff right up the middle. First down and more inside the 20. Evans gets to the 18. And it'll be a first and 10 for Ava. Ava ranked number 4 in the state of Missouri in class 3. And they are, I think they're every bit of it. Willow is certainly not the only team Ava has blown out this year. Scored over 50 on Fair. Very good Fair team. Pitch to the right side. Running back. Finds a seam. Gets a first down inside the 10. Down to the 7 before he's brought down. And it'll be a first and goal for Ava. Abraham. Gillum with the tackle. Zeppelin Gillum. One of 4 seniors playing tonight for Willow, playing their final game at Polinski Field. Zeppelin Gillum, 4-year varsity player for Willow. Montana Coates, Jordan Rutledge, and Aiden Stewart are senior football players tonight. We'll go along here in the second half. We'll tell you about our other seniors, our band seniors, tennis, cheerleaders that are performing for the final time. Pitch goes left side. Willow's getting pinned in the backfield. Takes him down for a loss. And I believe that was Gillum again. Zeppelin with the stop. And a big takedown there by Zeppelin Gillum. And it'll be second and goal at the 9 now for Ava. Lots of band seniors. We talked at halftime, the Bear Pride Band racking up a bunch of trophies this season. A lot of our seniors have helped make that happen. Swadesh under center. Second goal from the 9 for Ava. Fumbled the ball, picks it up, and dives forward for a yard gain. But it'll be third and goal from the 8 as we go under 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Stewart with the trip up, and then Gillum finishes him off. Tate Cochran, band member. Dylan Gearhart, Luke Mansfield, Sam Smolnick, Abigail Killo, Alexis McDonough, Allie Pearson, Maddie Poor, Dakota Tucker. All members of the Bear Pride Band. Seniors performing their final halftime show. Pitch to the right side for Ava. In traffic, gets a block, takes it into the end zone. Touchdown, Ava, but there is a flag on the play, and that is most likely holding, and it is, holding behind the line of scrimmage. So that'll march Ava back 10 yards and make it third and goal again, and it'll be third and goal from about the 20, I believe. We'll see where they want to spot it. Going to put it at the 19. So it'll be third and goal for Ava from the 19. Turbo clock stops on penalties and scores. So we stopped it for that holding penalty on Ava with 4:20 left to go in the third quarter. Swadesh hands off up the middle, running back. Gets inside the 15, down to about the 10. We'll spot him at the 9. And it'll be fourth and goal at the 9. This is the Ava JV, and they may go for it here. There is a level of sportsmanship, but there's also, hey, if I've got my JV team in here and it's fourth and goal from the 9, might as well go for it. And they will. Snap of the football, pitch to the left side, got a seam to the 5, touchdown, Ava. The Blue Bears go up 64-0, stops the clock with the score at 3:40, left to go in the third quarter. And we'll see if Ava wants to kick the extra point. That's what they're lining up for. They're good either way. They've got a great kicker. He's kicked a field goal tonight, but they also go for 2 early in the game. That's all they did. But since then, they've gone back to kicking extra points, and with ease, they put another one through. 3:40, let's go third quarter. Ava leads Willow 64-0. Back in a minute. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Back at Belinsky, Aiden Stewart with the return on the Ava kickoff. Good return. Up to the 38-yard line. That's where Willow will take over. Ronnie Collins loosening up at quarterback for Willow. We'll see what Willow wants to do here with 3 minutes and change. Clock running, turbo clock on. A 65-point deficit. 3 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Gavin Ferguson, or rather Dylan Ferguson in the backfield, hands off. Running back up the middle, picks up 3, maybe 4 yards. Rutledge on the carry. Coach Wagner has made his way into the booth, and we'll mic him up because we'll talk cross country as we go through the end of the third quarter, into the fourth quarter. And Coach had a big meet at Houston today. Is it the Tiger Tail or the Tiger Trail?
Well, I've seen it advertised.
I've seen it both ways, so
yeah.
I'm just curious.
I'd like to call it Tiger Tail and break out to Buck Owens, but
I think that's fitting. Let's go with that. Ferguson takes the snap, wants to throw on the near sideline, finds the ball, gets a block, gets loose at the 50, got a first down, no flags, I believe, and so that will stand in a first down for Willow across midfield into Ava territory. It'll be first and 10 for Willow at the Ava 49. And, Coach, you've got a trio of boys that have just they've impressed no matter where they've gone this year.
That's right. I mean, they've had some difficult circumstances. They were a district favorite as a team, wound up having some things that were beyond our control happen, and wound up just when the dust settled, it was just the three of them, and they've continued to work hard through it, and they're turning it on right at the perfect time of the season.
Rutledge with the carry, no gain there for Will. It'll be second and 10 with 90 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Anchored by the Smith brothers, and then Nolan Perkins has been a good anchor for you as well.
Absolutely. They've done a tremendous job.
Ferguson's going to keep it. Sheds one tackler but can't escape the second, but still good pickup by Ferguson on what could have been a busted play. He was able to pick it off the ground, make something out of it, picks up about 7. It'll be a third and 3 for the Bears.
Yeah, Nate, I'll tell you, the time of the season that was really big for us was the C of O meet, and just having that shortened heat race, it was shortened by heat, and they had no choice but to go out and race hard that day, and they've taken that in the last couple of meets.
Rutledge with the carry, no gain for the Bears. It'll be fourth and 2 here with 30 seconds left to go third quarter. This will be the final play of the quarter as the Bears try to pick up a first down on fourth and 2 at the Ava 41. Hand off to Rutledge, going to the left side. He won't get it. Got a little bit of forward progress, but it will be a turnover on downs for Willow. And that will run out. Well, they will stop the clock on the change of possession with 12.6 seconds. Ava will take over. And they'll run one play before we start the fourth quarter. We'll keep Coach Wagner around for a little bit here in the fourth quarter because definitely want to hear more about this cross-country team and success they've had this year. District meet coming up a week from Saturday, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. The 28th, that'll be at Lamar this year.
Lamar, have you ever had a cross-country meet at Lamar?
No, but from...
And you've been around for a little bit.
Yeah, we've had track meets there, but we've never had cross-country meets there. So it'll be a brand new sport to us. But from what I hear, it's very similar to what we ran at Bolivar, and kind of a combination of Bolivar's course and our course, so as far as the layout's concerned. So.
Ava, we'll get one play here before the end of the third quarter. Swadesh with the handoff right up the middle, right to the 50-yard line, just into Bear territory. It'll be a 9-yard carry. And we will start the fourth quarter with Ava looking at a second down and 1 in midfield and leading Willow 65-0. We'll be back for the fourth quarter in 1 minute. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Back at Polinski Field, 65-0 Ava as we start the fourth quarter. Turbo clock will be on, as it has been for the third quarter for the last 12 minutes of this one. Ava's got it 2nd and 1 at midfield. Coach Wagner is with us. Talk a little bit of cross country as we go through the remainder of this one. Swadesh with the handoff, running back, has the first down, and that's about it. We'll give him a 2-yard gain to the Willow 48. It'll be first and 10 Ava right there. And Coach, talk about your three boys a little bit, and maybe start with your senior, Nolan Perkins, and what a great career he's given you.
Yeah, he has. He started rough. Started his freshman year was during the COVID year, and he was very limited in action and wound up, but four places qualifying for state that year, and I thought that was tremendous. Qualified his sophomore year for state. Didn't have such good luck last year, and just had a bad meet at the district meet. And I honestly think that if he races like he has the last few weeks, he's setting himself up perfectly for maybe one of the final transfer spots in that district.
Ava with a short run up the middle, about a 2-yard gain. It'd be second down and 8. Clearly, that's his goal to make it to that state meet in his senior year.
Absolutely, and you know he talks about it quite a bit. Nolan's a very great kid. I just so goal driven and in everything that he does. I mean, he talks the talk in cross country, track and field. He's part of Bear Media as well, and athletics and Bear Media are two big things here at school, and he's just a great kid, great leader for our team, and I'm really proud of everything he's accomplished throughout his high school career.
About a 5-yard run there for Ava, bring up a 3rd down and 3, and Nolan's talked with us on the air, and I know he wants to be a meteorologist, and he's definitely getting some good training for that while in high school.
Yes.
3rd and 3 for Ava, 10 minutes left to go in the ball game. Swadesh takes the snap, hands it off. Ava's gonna get the first down to about the 35-yard line, 1st and 10 Ava from the Willow 35. And then you got the Smith brothers and Carson and Joel and they just kind of, do they run in tandem? Cause it's always like one is right there and,
yeah,
you know, usually Carson and then there's Joel right by.
Yeah, and Carson kind of showed his dominance today. I mean, he's definitely the better runner. Joel's the better competitor. And there is a great difference in both cross country and track and field. If you're a good runner, you're up the top of the field. But man, if you're a good runner and a good competitor, then the difference shows. And Joel's a good competitor. And I think one of these days, I honestly, at FCA, when Joel beat Carson, I think his competitive side really showed at that meet. And where Carson had a good day. He just didn't have as good of a day as Joel did. But yeah, I'm very proud of the two of them. Carson returning all stater, and I'm hoping we see some of that magic and glimpses of it today at Houston. So I'm very excited to see what all three of them can do here next week.
Yeah, hopefully, like you said, peaking at the right time. There was a timeout on the field, by the way, so didn't want to think that you had missed any action in this 65-0 game. But Ava back at it, 1st and 10 here from the Willow 35-yard line. Talking a little cross-country with head coach Chris Wagner. Swadesh under center, puts the man in motion, hands off to the first back through. He carries the pile across the 30 down to the 29. It'll be 2nd down and 4 for Ava. So it's realistic to think that all three of those boys could get into the state tournament.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And like I said, they've turned it on at the right time, and I honestly think that they have a great chance to get through. And they've just got to keep working and be on their horse next week. So.
All right. Well, we'll certainly be waiting for some good results from that race coming up a week from Saturday in Lamar. Ava 2nd and 4 here from the Willow 29. Swadesh under center. Takes step, hands off to the first back through. He moves the pile and keeps moving the pile. And they're not going to blow the whistle. He's down inside the 20. Ava, it just doesn't matter. They can rotate anybody in there at running back. And, of course, they've got their big guns that have long since been out of the game. But the system works. The program is in great shape, and this Ava Bear team, I think, is headed for a deep run in the state playoffs. Swadesh under center, hands off. Bears had contact at the line, but again, the back just drags people with him to about the 15-yard line. Stewart with the carry. It'll be a second down and 6 for Ava. Clock running with 8 minutes left to play. And you've got your 3 high school boys, and then you've got 4 junior high girls.
Yes, and we're taking advantage of the new rule where you can run 6 graders up, and we have 4 great girls who are doing a tremendous job running against 7th and 8th graders, and they're gaining some valuable experience. And
Swadesh keeps it, and he is going to take it into the end zone. Touchdown, Ava. They go up 71-0 with 7.5 minutes to play. Go ahead, Coach.
One of the things I explained to them at the beginning of the season is they're going to experience some tough competition. They did at Bolivar where they were up against about 300 other girls.
Gigantic.
Yeah, it was. But since then, they've come to some of the smaller meets and have tasted some success. And, very quick to point out to them how many.
Ava JV will go for 2 here and convert and lead at 73-0 with 7:32 left to go in the ball game. We'll come back in a minute. Keep talking with Coach Wagner. You're listening to Air Football on KUKU. Back at Belinsky Field, Thursday Night Football. Bears will field the kickoff, and Aiden Stewart will run it out of bounds at about the 33-yard line. Ava leading 73-0, 7:15 left to play. Talking cross country with Coach Wagner. The high school boys doing very well, and you're talking about your middle school girls.
Yeah, like I said a while ago, they're gaining some great experience, and very quick to point out to them that that whenever they go to these meets, there's only a couple of other 6th graders beating them, and so I'm anxious to see them if they will stick it out through 8th grade. They'll be the big girls on the block, and we'll see what happens with them, and then I would love to see them all run in high school and see what they can accomplish at the bigger distance.
Bears running in some late substitutions here, trying to get a playoff with the clock down to 3-2. Ferguson snaps it, hands it off to his tailback, who is taken down after a couple yards game, and new running back in there for the Bears is Brandon Rotman. Be a second down and 8 for the Bears. And then you've got some 5th graders.
We have 7 5th graders that are running. It's usually a 5th and 6th grade division. So with 6th grade running up this year, we've kind of sacrificed having team scores by doing that. But the 5th graders are going out there and having a taste of success as well. Many of our kids had their best performance of the season tonight.
Ferguson fakes the handoff, keeps it, and gets drilled in the backfield. Again, one of the toughest kids on the team. He has taken some abuse this year, but continues to go out there and fight for his team. But it'll be 3rd down and 13 now for Willow. Clock running at 5:28. Clearly, you guys have had some success, and what does it take to get some more numbers and build this program? Because obviously there's some success to be had in the cross country arena.
Oh, absolutely. And just looking at our results over the years, everybody's ran has had some sort of success, and it's all because of the hard work they put in. I think kids a lot of times just see it as running, and they look at running as a punishment a lot of times, and because it's used as a punishment for other sports. I've had some of our graduates even come back and say, I've been running since the end of high school, and they said, I don't see how it was such a big deal to run cross country, why it was such a big deal when I was in high school, because it's a great activity. It's a good lifetime sport as well for our athletes.
Yeah, as far as fitness, you can't beat them.
Yeah.
Ferguson fumbles the snap, has to fall down on it. It's 4th down and 18 for the Bears. Willow showing punt here, and now they're going to take a timeout. Coach Payne will take a timeout with 4:14 to play, down 73-0. We'll take a 1-minute time in. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Figured that was coming. There's with a fake punt. Aiden Stewart tucks it and runs, but he's only going to get to the 30-yard line, and that's where Ava will take over on downs with 4 minutes left to play. Not quite in that range where you can just take a knee, so Ava's going to have to run a few plays here. But they have taken a knee at the end of the first half, and tip of the cap, very sportsmanlike behavior from the Ava Bear program tonight. Joined by Coach Wagner, he's been reviewing some cross-country stuff for us, and they've been having a great year with those three varsity boy runners, and we wish them a lot of luck. And unfortunately, season ended for the Lady Bear volleyball team tonight, losing in the district semifinals to Forsyth in three sets. Avon offense take the snap, run it up the middle, shed a couple of tacklers, and slowing down and slides down at the 15-yard line. And boy, Coach, we've been around for a long time. That's good sportsmanship right there. He had nobody close.
Oh, he could
have walked into the end zone, and he slid down.
Yeah, that's class act right there by the Bears.
They've got 73 points. I mean, that's plenty. And there comes a time when you just say, we're done scoring on you. Clearly, they could have put up a lot more points if they would have wanted to. But that's something we haven't seen a whole lot of, just sliding down and not taking an open touchdown that's available. They're going to use every second on the play clock, and then we'll take a knee. That's a class act, and kudos to Coach Merrifield and Ava, definitely doing the right thing tonight. And good luck to the Ava Bears. They're gonna win some ball games down the stretch here. Well, Coach, I appreciate you coming to talk to us tonight, and good luck next Saturday. You guys don't have anything right until districts.
No, this was our regular season finale tonight at Houston, and we have about 9 days to prepare for the district meet, to get a little rest in there, but also keep our foot on the throttle as well.
All right, well, good luck to you, and we'll anxiously await hopefully three spots in the state meet.
I hope so. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. Chris Wagner, head coach of the Bear cross country team, and the Willow Bear football team awaiting a couple more knees here from Ava to wind this one out. And we want to shout out our seniors one more time, our football seniors, Zeppelin Gillum, Montana Coates, Jordan Rutledge, and Aiden Stewart finishing up their Friday Night Light career here tonight, at least on Polinski. One more game next week in the district tournament. Maya Baugh, cheerleader for the Bear football team and basketball. Our tennis seniors, Allie Martin, and state doubles qualifier, Malena Wilson. And then, of course, cross country and Bear media, Nolan Perkins. And a big thank you to all of our seniors for all the hard work they put in to these last 4 years, and all the time and effort they've given back to their school. And their parents get a big thank you as well for all the times they've shuttled their kids around and got them everywhere they needed to go. 45 seconds left, and Ava will take one more knee, and then we will be done. Willow will await tomorrow night's results to find out where they go for districts. Right now, they would be going to Forsyth to take on the Panthers, and Coach Tooley is telling me, yes, that is, regardless of tomorrow night's outcome, where Willow will go. So Larry and I will make the trip to Forsyth for the Bears and the Panthers next Friday night. That'll do it from Polinski. Ava wins at 73-0. Back in a minute to wrap it up. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.